Blog Talk Radio. The Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways. Classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe. Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell speaking to you live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop, located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and on the World Wide Web at www.thespiritwithin.com, and that's you as in universe. And this show is designed for educational purposes only. It is here to bring into your awareness some of the questions that Lady Asset and I are, posed to every day. Someone will come in and pose a question to us and say, how does this work? Where do I find this information? What book do you recommend? And we realize that if someone's coming in inquiring about a question, that it may be beneficial to have a forum such as Blog Talk Radio that we can share the answer and information, and that it perhaps can be something that is of value to you. So again, this show is just to educate you. I'm Karen Marie Campbell, your host. I am the creator and owner of the Spirit Within You. And always by my side is Lady Asset, otherwise known as Isis, who has a doctorate in the divinity, is a master crystal practitioner, is also an archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School. So any of you who have visited us in the past will notice that we have an amazing Egyptian altar in our back room where we have our classes and workshops. So Lady Asset, today's show is about the new moon.
Yeah, the new moon. Welcome all. Good day to all in Nevada and around the world. Yesterday, Carol, we're going to talk about the new moon, the dark moon, as some call it. So let's get on with it. So this way you can understand what these moon phases mean. Okay. All right. Now, the new moon is sometimes sticky to work with because you can't always see it during this phase. It will appear as a very faint crescent or silver low on the horizon, if you can see it at all. For approximately 3 days during each lunar cycle, after the moon has waned, it goes dark before the waxing again.
So, Lady Asset, before you go on, could you explain for those who haven't listened to... You know what? Go back to our previous shows and we explained all the different phases. So I'm not going to insult you by asking you to explain that. I'm sorry. Just caught myself. Carry on.
You're lucky.
I know.
For approximately 3 days during each lunar cycle, after the moon has waned, it goes dark before the waxing again. But in many magical traditions, this is considered a follow-up time in which one rests and rejuvenates before beginning more intense magical workings again. In other traditions, it's time to do your magic related to wish fulfillment. Some examples might include cleansing or purifying of the body and mind, rituals that designate sacred space, any magic related to inner harmony and peace. Any questions so far, Karen?
No, I think you're doing good.
Okay.
I'll keep you for the next show.
Oh, geez. I'm touched. Okay, now, like as we said in the past, the moon is very, very powerful. The moon not only affects the waters, it affects us. It affects animals, anything that is living that has liquid, which is water within the body, is affected.
And so if I may offer, when we're born, we are like 85% water.
Right.
And as we...
And we're also living in water.
That's correct.
Okay.
And as we get older, we our water, the amount of water that we have, starts to reduce itself to about 75%.
Mm-hmm.
And so the phases of the moon, just like it affects the tide, again, that's the earlier shows that you can go back and listen to on Blog Talk, also affects us and other beings around us.
Right. That's why they call it, when people react on the full moon, they call it a lunatic. Luna, which is Italian for moon.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the reason why people are, you know, lunatics or whatever you want to call them, the reason why they're reacting is because the liquid in the brain is being affected.
Wow. I didn't
okay.
know that.
We have fluid in the brain.
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
So, it is also being affected by the moon. And being affected by the moon, it creates what we do at that moment.
That makes sense to me.
And so I don't. Yeah, the more suicides are committed under the full moon, more murders are committed under the full moon. Police and emergency rooms dread when full moon comes in because they know that's going to be a very busy night. And by it being a very busy night is because of people can't handle the energies of the moon.
Again, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, I hope. Because I'm doing a lot of guess that. Just kidding.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Now, I want to give you like a little ritual. I'm going to give you two. They're simple. They have to be categorized. It'll be a 101.
So before you do that, because the show is for educational purpose, and it's not, I mean, any of you who have been studying metaphysics for years, you're welcome to listen to this show. But this really is for individuals who are inquiring for the first time. The purpose is to take the fear out of it while we give you information that you can go ahead and research for yourself. Come to your own conclusion because you are your own guru and you are the one that you're looking for. So I like to call this Earth School. And we come on this plane to do one thing, and that's to return back to source. Isis is not that one. And they can't see that, and that's not nice. This is a clean show. Can you behave, brother?
I'm trying.
Good Lord. So can you, in your humble opinion, explain what a ritual is? Because we do rituals every day.
Every day. Everybody does rituals.
I brush my teeth. That's a ritual.
Right. You get up in the morning. If you have a glass of water, then you take your shower, then you get dressed, you fix your hair, and you do this every morning. That's ritual. Okay? But the one thing about ritual is if something is disturbed, like you have an office and you have a beautiful desk and you have everything exactly the way you want it. That's your ritual. The pen goes here, the paper goes here. You come in the next day and that paper's moved a little bit. It ruined your whole day because it throws your energy off.
I used to be like that.
Okay? And by throwing your energy off, you go, and you put it back. But ritual is clean, loving, healthy, helpful. It's been done in your families. Your ancestors were doing rituals and spells before organized religion came into play.
Even cooking can be looked at as a ritual with family members. There's certain seasoning, depending on what your background is, or your ethnic background.
Right.
There's certain things. You know, I can remember when my grandma asked her a recipe, and she's like, "No, you put a little bit of this, you put a little of that, a little pinch." Mm-hmm. But what's a pinch, Grandma?
Yes, and that goes to show, okay, that when you do your ritual, which you do every day, you know, research your ancestries, okay, because the every family on this planet. Ancestors were pagans.
Ashe.
And so you're just coming home and you're using the old family recipes. That's all it is. That's how I look at it.
I like it.
Okay. Now I want to give you just a little. What's the matter, dear?
It's 11:11.
All right. Yeah.
Get a piece of paper.
Yes.
So you can take notes now. Again, we will not review these rituals, give them back out. It's just for those who are listening to the show.
Right.
So get a notepad and a writing instrument of your choice. Be one with it. And let's go.
All righty. Well, to create a new moon ritual, or as I like to call it, your own sacred space of intention, because that's what ritual is all about. Intention. And desire and the need. Find a quiet moment or a place, or maybe visit a place in nature, okay, that you can connect to. First thing you're going to do is you're going to light your candle.
So can I just really quickly?
No.
Because I learned this from you.
Okay.
But I learned it from you. I'm going to share it with you.
Okay.
Please. Approach your ritual, sacred space, altars, or anything that you hold sacred to you with reverence, with respect, and honor yourself and your ancestors by clearing your energy and your workspace of any negative thoughts. Because before you light that candle, if you're not compromised of love, guess what? You are created and invoking when that candle lights.
Exactly.
That's just my little caution.
Yeah, okay. Just got to put a 2 cents in. Okay, after you light your candle, you're going to light a stick of incense. Now, the incense could be whatever is amusing to you, whatever you can see. Incense, I will never use sweet. I don't like sweet incense.
I love the spiritual guide that we sell here.
Yes, spiritual guide is the best.
That's
all I use.
Everybody loves that.
You know, and that's all I use. And then you're going to breathe into your heart space. You're going to take deep breaths, and you're going to visualize the breath going into the heart space. Now you're going to take a few deep, slow breaths and ask your inner guidance for clarity. I hope you're writing this all down. Now what you're going to do is you're going to begin to write down on paper what you like to bring into your life, what you would like to grow in your life, what you would like to accept into your life. This is all under this new moon. Come on, Karen, I know you want to say something.
I'm just thinking to myself with the things that I personally want to accomplish in this year and 2016. I'm thinking about what my ritual would be for the next new moon in February.
Mm.
So that's why you see me contemplating
yes,
over here.
I know, I can smell the smoke.
I would say something to that, but there may be children listening.
Yes. Okay, darlings. When you finish your writings, okay, complete the document with, and it is so, because that is the demand you're putting out into the universe. Don't be afraid to demand, because they don't like the phony stuff, like these and thous. You talk to them like you're talking to your friends. And sign it with the date, and your signature. Now you're going to take a moment to hold to your heart for the clearest intention. You can then either burn it, watching the smoke rise to the universe, taking your intentions with it, or sometimes I like to bury it in the garden to allow it to grow. For the following weeks ahead now, you're going to hold that intention of what you want to bring in. Focus on it, because the more you give it power, the stronger it becomes.
Absolutely.
And the stronger it becomes, the universe has no choice but to answer you.
The universe is always responding
right,
to your
right.
thoughts, your energy, beliefs, and your emotions.
Okay, that's it. Now, the one I gave you just now is to help you obtain what you need. Which, you know, everybody needs something. Nobody's above that. But this one is my favorite. A new moon ritual for abundance.
Beautiful.
And my right-hand maiden back home in New York created this one. So I give it to her. I acknowledge that she's done this and got her permission to use it today. Okay, let's get on with it. When we bring our focus to something, have awareness around an idea or something we wish to create. A ritual can allow us to take our desire and intention to bring forth much deeper abundance checks is what you're going to do. It was brought to my attention a number of years ago, and I have wholeheartedly did them. However, when I began receiving reminders to do this, I began a ritual where every month I took a few moments to connect it to the abundance of the universe and to ask for the support of it. The effects are profound, and I am constantly surprised and grateful for how it works. Taking the time to write these every month is a ritual of giving yourself permission to receive in the most delightful and unexpected ways. Abundance will show in many areas of your life. Now, these abundant checks are best written within 24-hour period after the new moon. This is a ritual of writing these checks. If you do not have a checking account, then use a piece of paper. Remember, it's the power of intention that is an incredible tool to utilize. So at the new moon and up to 24 hours after, this is what you're going to write. Where the line says pay to, write your name in full. On the next line where it says amount, write paid in full. Then sign the check. The law of abundance. That's how you're going to sign it. Do not add any dates, because you're putting restrictions on it. Keep it as simple as explained. But place the check in a safe place and forget about it. Now you just allow the universe to work its magic. And all you need to do is be open to receive it and grateful when you do.
And I would like to add, because we're energy, anything that we're desiring, there are several things that play into manifesting them into what I call form. And so what I want to offer to you today, for those who are listening, those things for me are clear intentions, visioning, prayer, meditation, releasing it into the law, and knowing it's already done. So mote it be.
So mote it be. You got it, girlfriend. So I hope, you know, you wrote it down. It's the simple 101 little spell. Okay? I've known my family in the past did little spells, and they didn't even realize they were doing it. Okay? And everybody does ritual or spell. The moment you light a candle, that's a spell. But you do not blow out your candles. You snuff them out. That's why nobody gets their birthday wishes, because they're all blowing them out.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to purchase a snuffer, we have several of them on the website at www.thespiritwithinyou.com. That's you as in universe. The candles, the supplies, ultra supplies are all on our website. You can find it there. If you need support with something beyond the basics, I would offer to you to come and take a workshop with us. Lady Azette is back in full swing again, giving her workshops. So what I want to offer to you for the month of February, this is our calendar currently. There's a couple of practitioners that have not turned in their classes yet, so I can't post them until the dates are solid. But if you go again to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and you as in universe, you go to the February schedule and you'll see what we have. So on Tuesday, February 2nd, we have another blog, a House of Essence, where we talk about essential oils and the spirituality of different areas around the world and how they practice using essential oils. The Blog Talk Radio show that you're listening to airs every Tuesday, 11 o'clock. And next month, we always pick a theme for the month, and then 4 weeks within that month, we break it up and give you information. So next month is all about pendulums, how to purchase them, how to clean them, how to work with them, and of course the last one is how to use them for magic. So we saved that one for last.
Oh.
And then Friday, which is tomorrow, and it's the 30th, we have Ask the Aromatherapist, and we're talking about sports and fitness and using essential oils. On February the 6th, we have Ask the Aromatherapist again, and we're doing that in honor of Valentine's. So there's a lot of sensuous fragrance and oils that you can use with your partner and have a really great time creating some real magic.
Oh.
We're not going to get into sex magic.
No,
so don't say
no. I won't teach it anyway.
So, and then on Friday at 7 p.m. on February 6th, we have a guided meditation. Then every Saturday, we have Kemetic Yoga with Brother Justice, King Justice. So again, go on the website and you can check that out. Isis, on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, we have at 2 p.m. Egyptian Mystery Series. Then we have at 4 p.m. Aromatherapy 101 Basics on Spirituality and Essential Oils that I'll be teaching. Then on the 21st, Isis is doing Crystal Workshop. And then on the 28th is an intimate afternoon with Isis. Now, Isis has a workshop every Saturday at 2 p.m. These are basics so that we can inform and educate the public. Anything beyond the basics, that's the consultation one-on-one lady assess. She has a doctorate in metaphysics. I think she knows what she's talking about. She has practiced in her craft for over 30-plus years.
She thanks for dating me.
So she's my resource for the store. And so if you have any questions, please free to come in and connect with us. And then we have our big event, which is on Sunday, February 22nd, 2015, from 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living on Rancho. We have Lee Carroll, who will be here doing a seminar with Cryon called Up and Close with Cryon. Now, Lee Carroll channels Cryon, who is an entity. You can go on YouTube, website. He's written so many amazing books. And what I like about Lee Carroll and what he brings to the table with Cryon, it is current information that's going on right now in the universe, in the galaxy, and on the earth plane that applies to where you are in your life. And what information he gives is of value to you so that the struggle does not have to be that difficult. So please join us. Again, this is a Blog Talk Radio show that you're listening to, and it airs every Thursday for now. We're going to be changing that because I'm going to be doing something outside of the spirit within you on Thursdays in the community because it's all about community. So we welcome you to, again, go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com. There you will see a list of things that we have created for you. We have the events, the workshops, and the classes. We have amazing practitioners. We have in-house herbalists and in-house aromatherapists. We have kahuna. We have practitioners on Reiki practitioners. We can do past life regression. There's a list of things, and I'm not going to go through them here, but you can go on to see the practitioners, see the services we offer, the products, and other information is there. And I like to state also, a lot of our customers are coming in Lady Asset can create candles for you that are personalized to your needs. And what I mean by that is, you'll have a candle. Say if you want romance in your life, there will be a candle that she can make just for you to achieve that. Now, it takes a while for her to make the candles because Isis is not back there just putting it together. No, she uses the energy of the moon. She uses the energies of water. She uses the elements. It's put on the altar. It's charged. And so there's so many things that are offered to you in these candles that are personalized just to you. And trust me when I say they work. And we're seeing some things that are amazing that are being transformed in people's lives with the candles that Isis creates for you. So please, you can call us at 702-658-2257. Again, 702-658-2257. So Isis and I are going to log off now and wish you so much peace and blessing and a magical day. And see magic in everything that you do. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
I'm stronger.